MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Joining now with Nicholas Buerter, Tax Team Compliance and Processing Manager at Tax Consulting SA. Nicholas, appreciate the early morning time. Rand, 17:30. A lot of folks thinking, maybe you should be taking some Rand offshore at the level that we currently see. As I understand, this single discretionary allowance, that's your first million. No documentation required. That difference between the 1 and the 10 million, that's the point at which you do need to get SARS clearance. And as I understand, as long as your tax affairs are in order, that shouldn't necessarily be a problem. It should just be a relatively simple process. Is that fair for the first 10 million?
Morning, Simon. Yes, certainly. If your tax affairs are in order and up to date, all your documents are in a row, it is more just a processing situation. So it can be a little bit complex, in terms of the document SARS require. But definitely just, going through a bit of red tape to get those funds out.
And can we do this in advance? I mean, rather than suddenly panic at the last minute, can I do this and then sit on that clearance and then actually utilize it in I don't know, weeks or months, maybe even years' time?
Certainly. So I think there's a lot of misconception, that as soon as you apply for that 10 million and you get it, you need to transfer it abroad. That's definitely not the case. You've got 12 months that clearance is valid for. Certainly recommend, getting a head start on that, because it can be, quite a lengthy process with SARS. And then, after that, there's no obligation to even transfer the money you've requested, so you can, let that then expire, and there's no detriment there.
Okay. Hey, is this, the limits, and it just occurred to me, we're talking the 1 million or the 10 million as it may be, and we'll talk about bigger numbers in a moment. Is this per calendar year or per tax year?
So the amount is per calendar year, okay. So the million discretionary. And then, like I say, the clearance is then for 12 months. So whenever that's approved, you've got 12 months from that date.
What about really seriously high net worth individuals? So we're talking the first million is easy, the 10 million, you need some documentation, not too complicated. If you're looking to move more offshore, is that a possibility? What is that process there? Or can you only do 10 million and you've got to come back each year to do it in lots of 10? Or could you do a bigger number?
You can certainly do a bigger number. So there's no limit on what you can apply for. Obviously, there just needs to be the justification. So once we often talk about the 1 to 10 million, because that sits with still SARS, whereas then the 10 million plus, you need SARS approval as well as SARB approval. So there's always that extra layer. But we do note that the onus is more on SARS these days, and then the Reserve Bank on the above 10 million amounts typically are more rubber stamping it. There's a little bit of a process there, but as long as SARS has approved it, you're 90% there.
Okay, I got you. So in other words, it is possible to do a larger amount. And I imagine because SARS is taxing you on your worldwide income, they would like it in South Africa, but if you want to move it across to, the US, Europe, wherever, that's fine because they're still going to get their tax on it.
Certainly. So, the onus of proof is always on the taxpayer to declare their global earnings. So whatever you're doing with that money, SARS hasn't necessarily lost the tax benefit. The processing side is complicated when it's those big amounts. Firstly, you have to prove, how did you earn that money and make sure that money's already been taxed and your dues are paid before it's transferred abroad. Because obviously it's a bit harder for them to collect once it goes overseas. So there is a lot of diligence required there. But thereafter, you can always repatriate the funds, pay the taxes that are due, and make sure that everything's in order.
But the short answer is that moving money offshore, whether it be small amounts or very large amounts, yes, there is some paperwork. Yes, it might take some time. And yes, you might need some help filling in those forms. But really, it is just become a process, and it's not something that's going to be rejected, assuming everything's in order.
Correct, yeah. So as long as you can justify, how you made your money, you can justify then the source, where does that money come from, and you can justify that you've paid the taxes on that money, you should have no problem in terms of transferring it abroad. It's just heavy paperwork, depending on the amount.
Paperwork, red tape. That's what governments perhaps do best. We'll leave it there. Nicholas Buerter, Tax Team Compliance and Processing Manager, Tax Consulting SA. Appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.